Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 19, recorded on May 24th, 2008. Oh, what a huge, horrible mistake I made. I just know the ASHA police are going to come get me and take me away. Please tell my wife that I love her and tell my kids to eat their vegetables. If you don't know, ASHA is the American Speech Language Hearing Association, and May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. Here I am, a speech-language pathologist, and I failed to mention this on the first show in May. Thank my lucky stars I'm remembering to say it now while we're still in May. Maybe, if I beg and plead, and I do a special episode on a communication strategy, they'll let me go with a warning, or at least lessen my sentence. So, here is my contribution to Better Hearing and Speech Month, AT Tip number 31, the Beastie Boys' favorite AT tip, sabotage. Sabotage is about the most fun thing you can do in a classroom. Sabotage is the reason I became a speech-language pathologist. I just love messing with kids. Let's see, what's the best way to explain this? Let's start with some basic language acquisition 101. People need a reason to communicate. Students are people. Therefore, students need a reason to communicate. Here are some reasons why we communicate, followed by an example. We communicate to greet people.
Hiya, hello there.
To say goodbye.
See ya. Toodles.
To comment on things.
I love coffee.
To ask questions.
Don't you love coffee?
To answer questions.
I don't know why I love coffee. I just do.
To give directions.
Go buy me some coffee.
And to make requests.
Can you please go buy me some coffee?
Just a side note here, notice how sometimes these reasons overlap. Saying, can you please go buy me some coffee, is both a request and a question. Now, let's bring in a student with communication difficulties and try to elicit a communication interaction from them. We want to give them a reason to communicate. And how do we do this? We sabotage the heck out of them. That's how. You manipulate their environment so they need to communicate in order to get what they need or want. The easiest way to sabotage a student is to break their routine. Kids thrive on routines. Heck, we all thrive on routines. We all have predetermined scripts and social constructs we use to help us get through our day. When you mess with that routine by manipulating the environment, you force communication. Here are some examples of sabotage. One day, stand in front of the door to your classroom. Do not move until the student says, "Move, please." One day, as you're walking with a student down the hall, just stop dead in your tracks, like your feet are glued to the floor, and say, "Stop!" Don't move again until the student says, "Go." One day, hide all the chairs in the room. Wait until the student asks, "Where are the chairs?" or, "Can I please have a chair?" before you go and find the chairs. Give everyone a writing assignment, but don't give them any paper until they ask for paper. Give everyone a cutting assignment, but don't give them any scissors until they ask for scissors. When pouring a drink for a student, just give them a smidge and wait until they say they want more. Then give them another smidge. Wait until they say, "I want a lot," or "Fill it up, please," before you give them a bunch. At snack, give students one goldfish cracker at a time until they ask for more. Now, there are a few things to consider before you just start throwing up obstacles in students' faces. Number one, before you sabotage a student, you absolutely need to make sure that the student has some way of expressing themselves. Verbally, eye gaze, exchanging pictures, a voice output device, whatever, you need to make sure that they can express themselves. If a student doesn't have a way to express themselves and you try to sabotage them, well, then it's just being cruel. Number two, sometimes it's good to provide a model. Whether that's another student or another adult, having someone the student can witness saying what is expected can help a student catch the clue that you're waiting for them before you move on. Number three, requesting is the most easy communication intent to elicit because it's naturally built in cause and effect. That's not to say that there aren't ways you could elicit other communication intents, but if you're looking for a place to start, start with requesting. Number four, communication happens all day long. Therefore, sabotage should happen all day long. It shouldn't just be in the speech therapy room or in the classroom. It should be everywhere. Okay, whew, I hope that gets me off the hook with the ASHA police. But just to make sure, I'll post up some other resources on the strategy of sabotage at the compendium blog site, which is attipscast.wordpress.com. Now, onto some other news in the world of the AT Tips Cast. First, I did just a little bit of advertising of the podcast, and guess what happened? More people started listening.
Hooray!
That's totally awesome. And not only that, but a few people signed up as fans of the show. You see, on the Cyber Ears website, the site that hosts the feed for the show, there's a thumbs up icon with the text, "Register as a fan of the show," right underneath the AT Tips Cast logo. When you do this, it takes you to a screen where you give a name and email address, which I don't see, by the way, and you check a box that says, "Please send me email updates from the show host on upcoming episodes." When you do that, then whenever new content gets posted, you get an email that tells you that the new content was posted, so you can jump onto the Cyber Ears website and check it out for yourself. Pretty cool, huh? The other thing that it does is that it helps to feed my already incredibly huge ego by telling me that you like the show, which, to be honest, is extremely flattering and helps to keep me going. So please, if you like what you're hearing, register as a fan of the show, just like Melissa, Jill, and Catherine did. Big thanks to Melissa, Jill, and Catherine. The second thing I need to tell you about is the walk to help find a cure for cystic fibrosis. The wife and kids and I all did the 4.5-mile walk, and we had a blast. In fact, the boy and I made a really short video just to document the event and to prove to all the contributors that we were actually there. I'll have that video, or a link to it, up on the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com as well. Now, just because the walk happened, that doesn't mean it's too late to donate. I mean, if you're hearing this podcast for the first time and it's 2009 or something, it doesn't mean you can't donate. If you would like to make a donation, please check out the www.cff.org website to make a donation. I'll have that link up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site as well. Uh-oh, it sounds like the ASHA police found me, so I better get out of here. As always, if you have any questions for me, comments, suggestions, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com.
Open up in there, it's the ASHA PD.
I gotta run, but don't forget to ask your friendly neighborhood speech-language pathologist and or audiologist how you can help support their activities for Better Hearing and Speech Month.
This is your last warning. Open up!
So, next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive. I gotta run. See you next time. I hope. Now, how am I gonna get out of here? Aha! The window!
Ah, we lost him. Next year, you better remember to give a speech and language tip earlier in May, Chris. You better. We're watching you.